Thank you.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
All right, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the second hour of the show, wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. Good morning to you. First hour show, we talked about the Kavanaugh hearings. Look, I've been telling you guys about this great opportunity. I've been telling you to go to funanna.com, hit the cannabis real estate project. Get in on this right now. Right now, we have from funanna.com, Vincent. Vincent, welcome to the WB show.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. Vincent, you know, I'm so excited about what's going on. We had Nicole Burchill on yesterday, and like I told her, I said, I want to get educated. I want to get the listeners educated and want to give them opportunities in the process. So tell me a little bit about what you guys got going on.
Okay, so we have Fundana.com. Fundana.com is a funding portal, and that is a SEC term. Basically, we are regulated by the SEC and FINRA to allow anyone to invest in cannabis and hemp deals. I said anyone because it's a new thing, because it used to be only rich people. The SEC calls them accredited, right? So this is new. So anyone in the world can invest. For example, we have one real estate deal, which I think it is the safest, because there are no restrictions from the federal government, because still cannabis, it is illegal at federal level, right? So we have this deal, and anyone can invest as little as $300.
So
they can invest more.
So let me ask you this before we go on. What you're basically saying is that the way this is set up right now, anybody can invest in this, not just the rich. Anybody can invest in it, and the safest one to you right now is the real estate one, because on the federal side, cannabis is still illegal, but on the state level, it's legal in a lot of states because of the state sovereignty rights.
That's correct. And the Attorney General that we have, his views are a little bit weird on the situation. So even if the states said okay, they might still, it's still a risk to invest directly in cannabis deals, right?
Right.
But having a real estate cannabis deal, we call that ancillary. That means it's not touching the plant directly. Because of that, the federal government, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, even if they want to do something, they cannot.
And so people can come in. So people can come in on this as little as $300, but they can invest more if they choose to.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Now let me ask you this too. Now, why is there such an interest right now in cannabis? I said that this may be the new alcohol after prohibition, or the new Silicon Valley. Why is this such a big thing now?
Well, the cannabis industry is big, okay? And it is not a new industry. It is mostly an industry that goes from the black market, from illegal to illegal, to legal, I'm sorry, right? So we know that demand is there. And there are some estimates that by 2021, it will be like $25 billion industry.
Wow.
I think it will be more. It will be more. And right now, big players, they already started looking at it, right? Constellation brands, the alcohol, right, industry. Mm-hmm. They had a deal recently into the cannabis. Coca-Cola, they are looking to use CBD, one of the cannabis chemicals, right? One of the cannabis compounds to use in Coca-Cola-based beverages, right? And even the fact that the cannabis is illegal at federal level, I think it's a mistake, right? And I think many people in the United States and in the world kind of figured that out. So the whole process to make cannabis illegal way back when was just because some industries wanted that. And as usual, the government play their hand. So, and there is lots of research that cannabis has lots of medical properties, and there is proof that cannabis has hemp lots of industrial uses.
Well, let me ask you this, Vincent, because the medical properties are fantastic, the hemp properties are fantastic. But for people who are just learning about this, for people who go to funanna.com and they want to get involved in the cannabis real estate part of this, what's the risk for them? That's what I really need to know. What's the risk?
There is risk. Any investment, it is risky. Unless you invest in treasury bills that will give you 0.0 whatever, 5%. Return per year because they are backed by the federal government. So other than that, any investment, it is risky. But there is a rule in life, I think, with higher risks, you have the potential for higher returns, right? And I think in the cannabis industry, it's not the correlation. It is, I would say, with higher risk, you get extra ultra higher expectations of returns, right?
Right.
So because the industry, it is new in a way, as I said before, will come from illegal to legal market, right? So it's not an industry that people are just discovering and the demand is to be created. The demand is there, right? Plus, when things, as more states go into, you know, become legal, the demand will grow even more.
You brought up something that because we're almost out of time for the interview, so I want to bring this. I want to really kind of highlight something you brought up because you're bringing up something that's very important. You brought up the fact that it's going to be so many other uses for cannabis, and I think that's really what's going to take this over the top. It's not going to be just for medicinal purposes. It's going to be for clothing. It's going to with the hemp. It'll be for medical reasons with the CBD, for energy reasons. I mean, where do you think this will be for somebody who's getting in on this right now? 5 years from now, where do you think this is going to be?
It can be really big. Okay. Why? Still right now, there are, I would say, smaller players into the field. and everybody expects, and that will be the probably biggest exit ever. So anyone that right now enters the market in any shape or form, right, they will have a certain business in their hands, right? But soon, big pharma will come in.
Right.
Big tobacco will come in. Big alcohol. And God knows what other big players will come. And what they will do, in general, what they do, they buy everybody. They buy everybody out. So imagine you own something right now in the cannabis, and then in, I don't know, 5 years or something, God knows, eventually the federal government will make cannabis legal somehow. It will. For example, right now there are like 3 or 4 bills in the Congress to make cannabis okay at federal level.
Yeah, they just approved. They just approved.
Something will happen.
They just approved in the farm bill that they can grow hemp on a federal level. So, Vincent, we're out of time for the interview. Let me give everybody the website, funanna.com. Vincent, before I let you go, let me see. Eastern Europe, Romania. What?
Yes.
Romania. Ah.
Yes. Ah. Romania.
Oh. I love the accent, brother.
And I can hear 17 years ago.
Wow.
People ask me, do you like it? And my answer, yeah, I'm still here, right? Because if I would not, I would go back easy, right?
Well, Vincent, thank you so much. I'll be reaching out to you again because I'm trying to educate myself and the audience. Thank you so much. Go to funanna.com.
Funanna.com. Have a great day, everyone.
We'll be right back.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/16/19. See associate for details.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
He is post-racial by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, for everybody who's doing like survivor pools and footballs, I get a lot of people emailing me, hey, what team should I pick in my survivor pool? What team should I pick? So I'm going to give you some game. I'm going to give you the games right now. So the first game is Cincinnati versus Atlanta. Now, let me say this to you. I'm going to give you little things on who's going to win, but I'm also going to give you players that you might want to think about playing in your lineups if you're playing fantasy football. Okay? Now, the lineups that I have will be up at the WB show by 3 p.m. Eastern time today. You can go get your lineups. Now, I'm going to tell you again, use my lineup as a guideline. You don't have to use every player I'm using. If you like somebody else, take one of my players out and put your player in. Okay? With that being said, I'm about to give you something in each game. Here we go. First game is Cincinnati versus Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to win this game. However, this is going to be a very high-scoring game. Atlanta has a whole lot of injuries, and they've given up a whole lot of yards passing to the running backs and to the secondary wide receiver. I love in this game, these are the players I love in this game, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Kelvin Ridley, Tevin Coleman, Gio Bernard, A.J. Green, Tyler Boyd, Tyler Effort, Andy Dalton. All the offenses are in play in this game. All of them. You can mix and match however you want to do it. All of them have the possibility of having huge games. This is going to be one of these games that's going to be a complete just scoring fest. It's going to be like last night's game. All right? Tampa Bay versus Chicago. Love Chicago at home in this game. Their defense is going to be top three. Ryan Fitzmagic, even though he's been having a great year, how do you get him to make mistakes? If you can get to him, if you can rush the quarterback, he makes mistakes. The Bears can rush the quarterback. I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game. In fact, I'm not using none of the players in this game in none of my fantasy stuff. Detroit at Dallas. I love Detroit in this game. Love Detroit in this game. I think Zeke Elliott would have a decent game, but I think the players in this game that's going to have the big games is Golden Tate, Galladay, and Kerryon Johnson, the running back for Detroit. Like Detroit in that game. Buffalo at Green Bay. I don't think this is going to be a very high-scoring game. You might want to use Adams. Adams seems to score a touchdown every week for Green Bay, but I'm not going to use none of the players from this game. Philadelphia, Tennessee. This is a tough game because Tennessee can win this game because of their defense. The problem is Tennessee can't score. So because of that reason, I'm going to go with Philadelphia. Not going to use any of the players from this game in my fantasy stuff either. This is not a game that I would play anybody out of. Houston and Indianapolis. Houston has to win this game. In fact, if they don't win this game, the coach may be fired. Because of that reason, I'm going to pick Houston. I think DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, and Deshaun Watson all will have good games. I even like Lamar Miller in this game. Miami at New England. This is going to be the shock of the week. New England normally does not lose home division games. In fact, I think Brady's record over the last 10 years is something like 27-1. He's lost one time at home against a division rival. I like Miami in this game. I think Miami is going to pull the upset. I think this is going to be a good scoring game. I think James White is going to have a decent game. I think Gronk is going to have a big game. Miami, it's too hit or miss, but they're going to have some players that's going to have some good games. I just don't know who, I'm going to be honest with you. My algorithm that I use has Devontae Parker having a big game and has Kenny Stills having a decent game. I don't trust Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback. So it's hard for me to play one of them when I don't trust the quarterback. New York at Jacksonville. I'm not playing no players in this game. This is probably going to be a very low scoring game. I like Jacksonville. Cleveland at Oakland. Everybody is going to be on Cleveland because of Baker Mayfield. Everybody. I think Oakland's going to win this game. I think Oakland's going to win this game. I think that Carr is going to have a decent game. I think on Cleveland side, I think that Carlos Hyde is going to have a decent game. And the tight end in Joko for Cleveland is going to have a decent game. I also like the tight end from Oakland to have a decent game as well over there. Seattle at Arizona. If Doug Baldwin plays, I think Seattle wins this easily. If he does not play, I like Arizona and I like David Johnson to bounce back and have a good week this week. New Orleans and New York. This is going to be another high-scoring game. Now, I'm not a fan of Eli Manning, but New Orleans has been giving up 345 passing yards a game. Their average to the wide receivers, they're giving up 281 yards a game. They're giving up 3.3 touchdowns a game. Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard. Remember this name, Sterling Shepard, especially on DraftKings. Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, all should have huge, huge games. Breeze, Kamara, Thomas, of course, for New Orleans. But don't be surprised if Ted Ginn Jr. doesn't score a touchdown. He may score two, actually. Play players out of this game. The two games I would tell y'all to make sure y'all get players out of, the Cincinnati and Atlanta game, New Orleans and New York game, and then this next game I'm going to give you right here. This San Francisco-Los Angeles game. Love Melvin Gordon in this game. Why do I love Melvin Gordon? Because I think the Chargers are going to get up, and they're going to be up by 14, and they're just going to run the ball. I don't think they're going to do nothing else after that. But in the process of getting up 14, I think Mike Williams of the Los Angeles Chargers is going to have a huge game. I love Mike Williams in this game at wide receiver, even more than Keenan Allen. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Now, everybody thinks this is going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be one. I think this is going to be old-school AFC North football. I really do. I think this is going to be like a 20-17 game. Juju Smith-Schuster should have a game. Maybe Michael Crabtree or Willie Snead for Baltimore coming out of the slot. Kansas City at Denver. Love Kansas City. This is on the Monday night game. This is the game that I will be playing the most players on the Monday night game. Denver players should have a good game. All the Kansas City players should have a good game. Washington at Carolina. I love, love, love Carolina in this game. I think they win this game easily because of their defense. I think Cam has a huge game. Huge game. I think McCaffrey has a huge game. So those are the picks. Told you the players I like. I put the lineups up by 3 o'clock. You can get them at thewbshow.com. You listen to WB.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Watch some of your favorite shows on Biz TV. Check to see if you get Biz TV by going to BizTV.com. And now, back to Biz Talk Radio.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So I gave you the football picks, and, you know, I want to say this for everybody out there who's rooting for their teams. Root for your team. Go ahead. Go ahead. I wish my team, the Bears, would pick up Kaepernick. We need a quarterback. Mitch Trubisky is horrible. Jacksonville need to pick up Kaepernick, too. Blake Bortles is not going to get y'all to the Super Bowl. I just want y'all to know that. I don't care how good your defense is. Can't get you there. Now, let me touch on Kavanaugh again before we finish up this hour. You know, Flake has come out and said that he was going to support Kavanaugh. That shouldn't be no surprise, y'all. I told you this yesterday, that this is going to come down to Murkowski and Collins. You got to call the two ladies. They're the only ones who are going to stand up to what's going on. Now, what's sad is that Flake and Coker are both leaving the Senate, and they don't even have the balls to say, we need to pause this. I mean, it's sad. I mean, we live in a very sad time when it comes to partisanship in politics in this country, because it's not about the people anymore. It's about the party. It has nothing to do with the people. These people are pushing this man through and riding with this man just because Trump chose them and they want to look like they're being true to the party. Not because they're trying to get the best person on the seat for the people. And that's the sad part about it. And see, this is the other part about this that's really sad. If this was their daughter or their wives or their sisters, they would want people to believe what they're saying. They wouldn't like it if somebody was saying, well, I believe it happened to her, it just wasn't me. Because that's a nice way to say, she crazy. She's hallucinating. To think it was me, she cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. It might have happened in her alternative mind, but it didn't happen with me. That's what they're basically saying. And like I told you yesterday, what the Republican senators don't even realize that they're doing. They might as well go back 36 years, lay on top of this young 15-year-old girl, and put their hand over her mouth, just like Brett Kavanaugh did. Because that's what they're doing right now. They're making her be quiet by insinuating that she's crazy. And see, that's the thing that this is why I get so frustrated with American media and CNN and Fox and MSNBC, because nobody on none of these shows that I heard once said, well, they're calling her crazy in a nice way. They believe something happened to her, but she must be crazy because she's saying that Brett was the one who did it to her. Like I told you guys earlier in the show, Donald Trump is the invisible bully. He's the gooch. He's the orange gooch. Think about all the stuff he talked about. Think about how badly he talked about Lindsey Graham, about Bob Corker, about Jeff Flake. And these dudes voting with him. It's the orange gooch. Oh no, you better vote. The gooch gonna get you. Gooch gonna get you. Gonna get you. What you gonna do when the gooch come for you? They playing all them songs. They scared. The gooch. The OG coming, the orange gooch. They worried, boy. They worried. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ted Cruz, he called this. What did he say? Ted Cruz's daddy helped kill Kennedy. Called Ted Cruz's wife ugly. Think about this. The man that called your wife ugly, he called your man. He said, she's a two. I don't do twos. Called your wife a two. And you sitting here riding for this dude? Raphael. Poor Raphael. Raphael. Then he won't act like he a tough Texan. That's why I be laughing. These dudes be talking tough. This dude just called your girl a two, and you sitting up here riding his scrotum, and your girl, your, how does his wife even look at him? You let the orange gooch call me a two, Raphael. Oh man. How you gonna let a dude call your girl a two and then you ride for the dude? Man, come on. Come on, man. Come on. And he wanna act like he a tough Texan. The Texas I'm from, we like barbecue and liquor. Whatever, man. Whatever. It's unbelievable. It really is. Oh man. And then see, you can always tell privilege, right? Did y'all catch what Brett Kavanaugh did in the hearing yesterday? Now, the two women, right? The one who went to Yale and Miss Ford, they come from privilege too. So he was very like, no, it just didn't happen. It didn't happen. No, I didn't do it. Pay no attention to me sniffing. Pay no attention to me looking like I'm drunk right now. I didn't do it. No. I'm just like the president. No, I didn't do it. No. Then when they asked him about the other girl, the third girl, what's her name? Stanek? He lost it. Like she was beneath him. That's ludicrous. No way. Because she come from the impoverished side of town. She wasn't part of the money. That's why he was like, oh, no, that's impossible. I would never do, I wouldn't even look at that. She ain't got enough money. Sweating it, right, that's her name, Sweating. I mean, he lost it when it came to Sweating it. With the other two women, he was nice. No, no, no. And then the other part that was hilarious to me was how he kept trying to tell the senators what to ask him. Why are you asking me about her? You're ruining her name. It's no reason for you to even bring this up. Why are you asking about this? Wait a minute. You're the one being questioned. How are you going to tell me what I can ask you? You just want to trash her name. I was ambushed. Now you're trying to ambush her. You drink liquor? You black out? Oh my God, boy. You could tell. I mean, like, let me just be completely honest with you. After watching him yesterday, all I could think about, he's a pompous ass who I wouldn't want nowhere near my court case if I was somebody in court. He came off very, very, very unlikable. He really did. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, he was a pompous ass up there yesterday. He really felt like these people questioning him was beneath him. And that's the way he came off. It came off as, you people are beneath me. Why are you even asking me this stuff? You know this seat belongs to me. You know this belongs to me. Stop asking me stupid stuff. And then Senator Kennedy gonna close out the questionnaire. I'm gonna ask you one good time, sir. Do you believe in God, sir? Yes, I do. So I'm gonna ask you, sir. Do you swear to God? Did you do this? No, I didn't do it. You swear to God? I swear to God. Lord have mercy. You talking about a dog and pony show. You talking about a dog and pony show, boy. And look, as much as I'm making fun of them, the Democrats was just as bad. Cory Booker is a joke to me. I'm sorry, y'all. He just, Cory up there, he just, I don't know. His questions just seem awkward to me. It just seems, you know, like Kamala questions are always smooth and poignant and they have a purpose. Cory questions, I'll just be like, what are you asking him? I don't even understand the question. I'm sorry. I know a lot of y'all like Cory, but Cory is just awkward to me. Cory is one of those people who he doing too much. That's what it is. He doing the most. That's what it is. That's what it really is. He's doing too much to try to be seen. All right, we come back. We finish up the show. I'll give you this last weird news story. Listen to WB.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience and the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Time change
changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
From Main Street to Wall Street, we have the business content you need. So sit back, take notes, and tell your friends about Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now, right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who listened to the show, watched the show, have you doing on the show. Thank you. Everybody go over there, hit that like button. Let's get up to 225 before we get out of here. Get to 225 before we get out of here today. Let me give you this last story, all right? I'm going to give you this last story that is a crazy story. And since we've been learning about marijuana and the education of marijuana as far as purchasing stocks and companies and stuff like that, I want to tell you a story that happened in Colorado. All right? I'm going to tell you the story. I'm not wrong. All these people on social media. So in the break, let me just tell y'all real quick. In the break, right, Tony was talking about, man, Trump called Rafael Cruz, a.k.a. Ted Cruz, wife of two, for real? And I was like, yeah, he's a two. He said, what you think he calling Ben Carson's wife? And I was like, I can hear him now. Ben, look, she's no Melania, Ben. Negative 10. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm just telling you. Look at her, Ben. Look at her. Look, Ben, believe me. Bigly, believe me. You're rich. Why didn't you get a white girl? All the other blacks do it. Why didn't you get one? Negative 10. But see, I disagree. I disagree. Because I know somebody who way worse than Ben Carson wife. Barbara Bush, boy. Whew. That would have been, boy, you have a contest right there. Woo! Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. The most brutal girl on earth put that contest together. Who's the most brutal one? Oh, man. I ain't wrong for that. I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I am. Barbara Bush looked a hot mess in that White House. But Ben and his wife got some nice... Their kids are very nice looking. Go look up their kids. Their kids are very nice looking. Now, let me give you this this story out of Colorado. So, they have weed dispensaries and weed places all throughout the state of Colorado. Now, what most people don't know is what they have in their windows that looks like it's weed is actually oregano. So, a group of guys come into a dispensary and they see 3 6-foot-tall bins of marijuana, allegedly, because it looks like marijuana, but it's really oregano. They case the place out. They leave after closing. They go and steal a minivan. One drives the minivan through the glass doors and gates of the dispensary while the others are in a get-out car. Three of them run in. They grab the big dispensaries of oregano thinking that they stole weed and they take off. When they get home, they realize it's oregano. So what do you think these idiots do? As they're rolling up the oregano and they realize it's oregano when they try to smoke it, what do you think these idiots do? Anybody? They go back to the weed dispensary. And they mad because it wasn't weed in there, and they get caught. They took it back. I mean, look. What is wrong with people? What, I mean, that's almost as bad as the guy in Florida who got mad because he brought some cocaine and it wasn't all there. He called the police. They got a 911 tape. He's like, "Hey, I want to report a crime. What's the crime? I went and brought an 8-ball of cocaine, but it ain't an 8-ball in here. They gypped me. I want to report them. Do you have the cocaine, sir?" "Yes, I do." "We'll send a unit right out to you. I'll be outside waiting. I can show them it came up short." He's standing outside with some cocaine in his hand when the officer came. He got arrested. Boy, you got to tell you. Man, look. You gotta love how crazy people really are in this country. You really do. And if y'all don't think we crazy, just look at us politically, what's going on. Think about it. Think about this. And this is a real talk. It's gonna sound like a joke, but it's not a joke. In your lifetime, did you ever think you would see a black president, a woman become the nominee for one of the biggest political parties, a reality TV star become president, and possibly having not one, but two sexual offenders be in two of the most powerful positions in American history, that being the president and the Supreme Court? Think about how crazy that is in a lifetime. We have seen a black president, a woman nominee, a reality TV star, and possibly two sexual offenders hold the highest positions in America, the presidency and the Supreme Court. And let me say it like this, allegedly, because, you know, these 16 women that Trump claim are all lying on him. And then Kavanaugh, the 5 women that he claims is lying on him. I mean, if somebody would have told you this in 2000, in the year 2000, if somebody had told you this back in 2000, would you have really, you'd have been like, a reality TV star? Come on, man, you tripping. A black person for president? Man, what you smoking? Sexual offender on the Supreme Court? Man, come on. These folks ain't gonna stand for that. I'm just saying, I'm showing y'all something. All right, look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. I tell you this every day because I love you with the love of Jesus. Not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality. And I know the letter J did not exist when he was on this earth. I know the real name begins with a Y. You ain't got to at me or email me. Get your lineups, thewbshow.com. I'm going to come back up in about 10 minutes. Tell y'all about what we are doing. I'm not putting it on the radio, but I will come back up in 10 minutes and tell y'all about what I'm working on, what we're doing. God willing, have a safe weekend. Also, follow me on social media because Sunday morning, I'm going to give you some more names of players that you can mix and match with the lineups. So Sunday morning, I'll put some more names in that you can look at in case you want to use. God bless you. God willing. Talk to you guys Monday. You've been listening to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. online
at biztalkradio.com.